The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire, Pinch of Productivity. All right, so I'm back with my mini series where I focus specifically on one thing I can do to help you with your productivity. And this week's topic, let's ignite today's topic, is how to get in the zone. So when I asked you guys a couple of months ago, what are the questions you have around productivity? One thing that got brought up a lot was staying on track and avoiding distractions. And so I thought that I'm definitely going to address that, but I think that the first step is making sure that you're in the zone to concentrate to begin with. So you're obviously, you know, I'll be able to give you tools for staying on track and making sure that you avoid distractions and things like that in another episode. But I think the most important thing is first setting yourself up in the very best way to make sure that you are ready to be super productive. Now, what I'm going to say here is like obviously what they're fairly common things that you should do when you sit down to be productive. But this is what I like to really make sure when I need to go basically into a time block and be super like on top of it. When it's like, okay, it's game time, baby. Let's get into it. We've got to really focus. When I have that, like I need to get shit done, this is what I do. All right. So first up, you need to choose the right environment. So for me, if I was to go to a coffee shop, I'm not going to get in the zone at a coffee shop because there's too many distractions around me. You know, if you're in a room where everybody's watching TV, you're not going to be able to like focus properly. So you need like a quiet space that you don't have any distractions in so you can get in the zone. Okay, next up is what time of the day best works for you to operate. So some of us can't be super creative or highly functioning at 6 a.m. in the morning because we're just not morning people. And some people around lunchtime, they're too distracted because they're hungry or they've just eaten or whatever it is. You know, for myself, I know that I hit a bit of a wall around 2 o'clock sometimes. That's not the best time for me to then get in the zone. I know for me, first up at the start of the day is when I'm fresh, as soon as I get into work, and that's when I want to get in the zone. So figure out for yourself what works best for you. I know I'm most creative brainstorm-wise at night, so I will leave my creative brainstorming till nighttime. So you've just got to figure out what time is best for you, because if you know that you are by 3 o'clock, you're craving your afternoon coffee, you're running out of steam, that's definitely not the best time to then be like, all right, now it's game time, let's go. You should plan your day around doing lighter stuff at 3 o'clock then. All right, next up, clear your space. And this is something I've mentioned many times, something you see everywhere when you talk about concentration. It's always about decluttering your space. So make sure that you have gotten rid of anything on your desk that you don't need to be around you, because it just feels like a bit more stressful and there's clutter around you. So get rid of that. I know for me, my staff will see that the minute I stand up and start tidying my desk, they're like, oh, Courtney's about to get in the zone. All right, next up, go to the bathroom. Fill up your water. Do all of those things that in the middle of it, you'll be like, oh, I have to get up and get yourself out of the zone. You go to the toilet and refill your drink bottle. So go and do that at the start so that you're not getting distracted and you're not having to stop halfway through being in the zone. Next up, music. Now, this is key for me. So just like when you see athletes, you know, at the Olympics, they all have headphones on right before they dive in the pool or right before they do the sprints, because they're getting in the zone with that song that they're playing. And, you know, you can have triggers for songs. So if you went through a horrible breakup and you played this song over and over and over again, when you hear that song come on the radio, it reminds you of that. Like it's a trigger. I mean, like, oh my God, that was when I was heartbroken, you know, or if there's a song from your childhood where you and your friends used to like love it and you made up a dance to it and you dance all night to this one song, C'est la vie, you know, Bewitched, whatever, then whenever that song comes on, it gives you all of those memories. It's like a trigger in your brain. And so the same thing, I think, this isn't scientific, this is just what I think, guys. The same thing works for concentration. I have certain music, and I've told you guys before, that I put on when I want to concentrate, and my brain knows this is now the time that you're concentrating. Like it's training myself, it's a trigger to give my brain, just like at night when I play rain music, my brain knows this is sleeping time. because she's put the rain music on. So I do the same thing with music for my concentration. I have a playlist on Spotify. It's also in the show notes. It's what I call my time blocking playlist. A bunch of you already follow it. If you want to follow it, go check it out. And it has just a bunch of music that is movie scores. So I like to listen to classical music or movie scores because if there are lyrics in the song, I'll all of a sudden be working, and then I'm breaking out into the song. I'm singing along with the song. I find it to be distracting. So I find music that doesn't have any words or anyone singing to be a lot better for my concentration. Next step, put your phone out of sight. You know, that is the number one thing. When you're feeling like you're trying to get in the zone, say you've been in the zone for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden you're having to think of something and you're struggling a little bit. You're trying to type up, you know, a creative document, whatever it is, or you're doing scheduling for, you know, Instagram, whatever. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I just don't know. What am I going to do here? Thinking. And you're all of a sudden your hand reaches for your phone because you've gotten to a bit of a lull in your zone. You pick it up and you scroll on Instagram and then you're out of the zone. Completely out of there. You're on the bench, whatever. Weird analogy. So that's important. Put your phone out of sight. Next up, tell the people around you, guys, I need to focus. Does anyone need me for anything? No? All right, for the next hour, this is where what I'm going to be doing. Tell your team if you work in an office environment or, you know, you have like housemates, whatever it is, or your children. Tell your children that you're working for an hour. I don't know how that works. That might not work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I tell my team, guys, anyone need me for anything? Nope. All right, I'm going to have my headphones on for the next hour. That's what I'll be doing. Leave me alone unless it's urgent. That's really important to communicate with your team. Next up, close any programs on your computer that you don't need to have open. Having lots of different things open on your screen can cause a little bit of chaos. It's like decluttering your desk. Declutter your screen, what you have open, especially if you have Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, any of these kind of platforms that can be easily distracting open. Even your emails, because if something pops up straight away, you're going to divert your attention. And whether you open your email or not, just that simple notification of like, oh, Jeff's emailed me. I wonder what that says. It gets you thinking and it gets you out of the zone. So get rid of any programs that don't need to be open. I also like to zoom in. This is like a weird thing, but I like to zoom in on the program. So usually when I'm just filling out Word docs or whatever, it's just at the normal zoom. I'm just like typing or whatever with an Excel doc, whatever, even like if I'm researching on like the internet, it's just the normal like Zoom that the computer decides for you, standard, default, whatever you want to call it. But for me, when I'm trying to really get in the zone and concentrate, I move everything to be really zoomed up. So it's like really close. I don't know what it is about being so close to the Word document and zoomed in, but I feel like I'm literally in the zone. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not sure if that's like going to be helpful to anyone, but I just thought I would share this. Obviously, this whole podcast is me showing what I do. So that's one of the things that I do. I make it like really close up so that I'm just deep in it. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Let me know if that helps you. And then finally, the important thing to do, and this is one of the most important steps about getting in the zone, is having a goal, an outcome. Something that's achievable, obviously, and a time limit. So just sitting down and being like, all right, I'm getting in the zone. I'm not sure exactly what I need to get done, but we'll just do it. That is a little bit too easy to get distracted in those moments. So sit down, even if it's for 20 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 1 hour, whatever it is, and say for the next 15 minutes, my goal is to send out all of these follow-up emails. What if that's it? For the next hour, my goal is to, you know, come up with creative ideas for this pitch for my boss. The next 30 minutes, all I'm going to do is schedule for Instagram. Whatever it is, come up with something that one is achievable. So, you know, don't say I'm going to schedule 40 posts in the next 15 minutes. That's not achievable. But set a goal and set an out. It's not necessarily a goal. It's like I want to schedule 40 posts. Maybe it could be like my outcome is to get further along in this presentation so that, you know, I'm ready to present on Monday, whatever it is, or to finish this presentation or to finish, you know, majority of my emails, whatever it is, choose an outcome and a time limit. Make sure that's realistic and set yourself that time up. Look at the time, write it down, whatever it is, track it, get a timer. I sell time blocking cubes. If you want those, you can get those through courtneymangan.com.au and you can purchase those. And they're like a little timer that will buzz after 30 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever time you kind of set it to that you choose. And then you can get in the zone. You don't have to worry because you've set your timer and your alarm's going to let you know as soon as that time is up and then you're ready to move on to the next thing. So those are my recommendations for getting in the zone. And once you're mastering that, then we can move on how to like stay in the zone and not get distracted easily. All right, well, that is all for today's little mini episode, and I will be back at you with another episode next week. In the meantime, follow me at Courtney Mangan and at She Was The Fire. Have a great day. Bye.